Good morning, everyone. It's Terrific Transformational Tuesday, March 25th. I'm your host, Peggy, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. I'm so glad you guys all joined me today. I'm feeling pretty upbeat and positive. I hope you guys are as well. It's kind of hard sometimes in this climate, if you will, to try to stay positive. But today, I'm feeling it pretty good. So I hope that comes through, and I hope you guys put your happy shoes on today. Okay, for those of you who are new to my show, if you would like to join us in the Facebook chat room, go to 12radio.com. Look on the top left-hand corner. You'll see the word chat. Just click in there, and you'll get invited in because it is a private chat room. What I do in the chat room, if you guys post whatever questions you want answered, when I get done with the first part of the show after break, I'll go in and I'll start answering some questions for you from your angels. So I'd love to have your questions in there, and we'll see what we can do to help you out. Also, for the first time listeners, I'm saying I'm screwing this up already today. You guys see what happens when you're in a good mood? You just kind of go all over the place. Get myself back out of my body here. Okay. So besides hosting this show, I'm also an advisor over at 12Listen. You can go over there. I'm available almost every day. And if you want to find out more information about me, you can also go to my website, which is ohmyangels.com. And that's ohmyangels.com. And I've got everything in there about me, the radio show I even post there, and the angel scopes I do once a month. Those are posted both on 12listen.com and on my website under ohmyangels.com. So check them out. We appreciate it. Today's topic has been kind of all over the place. The angels do this to me from time to time. I'll hear one subject and I'll kind of get my thoughts gathered on it, and I feel really good about it. And then shortly before coming on air, they've kind of switched up a little bit. So there was going to be one subject, but the subject they want to talk about, me to talk about today is, I'm labeling it self-sabotage. So maybe that's what I did to myself today. Maybe this is what they're showing. But have you ever decided you want to change something in your life, you know, like, for me, you know, I just celebrated 19 years smoke-free, right? And I had tried before and was never successful at it. And I think part of it, which was probably the biggest part, was I really didn't want to let it go. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I loved it. It was my best friend, saw me through two divorces. I don't know how many other dramatic crap that I went through, but my cigarette was always there. You know what I'm saying? But then I turned it over, and I just told the universe, you know, if you want me to do this energy work and this other stuff, you know, you've got to help me quit smoking. And I gave it up on the first day of spring 19 years ago, and I haven't looked back. I told them I didn't want any cravings, you know, no bitchiness with it, no whatever. And honest to God, nothing. I mean, it was a true miracle. But I think the first time around, you know, you kind of self-sabotage yourself, you know, where you, okay, I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to do it real good here. And then something, well, now I'm going to have a cigarette. Somebody in the family died, or, you know, I lost my job, or, you know, my best friend had problems, or, you know, something happened with the animal, you know, whatever it was. Well, there's an excuse to smoke, right? So light that cigarette up. Okay, well, it wasn't meant for me to do it this time. It'll be next time. Those kinds of things. The self-talk. You know, that voice in your head that sometimes doesn't ever shut up. I don't know if you guys have one, but I do. And it gets real irritating. And I think with enlightenment, if you will, of doing some self-discovery on whatever it is, issue that you're working on for, you know, for me, was the smoking or dieting or, you know, a whole host of things that I wanted to try, but I never got up the courage. So I would self-sabotage. I would, you know, convince myself, that voice in my head would convince me, you know, you don't really need to do that. You'll be okay. You know, maybe this, you know, cigarettes are causing cancer for this person, but they haven't for you. So you should be good. You know, those kinds of things, all these things where I always call it the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other, right? And the devil's always making, not making you, convincing you that you don't need to play by all these other rules. You're going to be fine. You're okay just the way you are. And that's not the case, right? Especially if it's something you really want to do. And like I said, I was truly blessed 19 years ago when I turned it over and said, okay, universe, it's yours. If you want me to do the Reiki and stuff, then I've got to let this the smoking go. And that's exactly what happened. But again, you know, I was truly blessed. I was at the point in my life that I was ready to do something else other than smoking and smelling like smoke. And it really took a lot of my time away. I mean, there's times I still think every once in a while, man, if I could just light up a cigarette and just relax. Because in a lot of ways, it was relaxing. But 9 out of 10 ways, it would stress me out. I would be stressed. I would light up a cigarette. I'd be more stressed. So then I'd have to, you know, I'd chain smoke. It was horrible. I'm so glad I'm over that. But no matter what it is you've got going on in your life that you're ready to make a change, whether it's a lifestyle change, whether or not, let's say you want to move to a new apartment. We'll just put that out there, a new place to live, right? Well, that, you know, the doubt or the voice in your head is saying, oh, you know, you better not move. It's going to cost you more money and it's going to do this. It's going to do that. And, you know, what if you have, you know, the neighbors you have right now are nice, but what if you get some really bad neighbors? Then what are you going to do? You know, all those little triggers that come up, all those things of, you know, you better save your money and do something else instead. You know, maybe you should buy a house or maybe you should do this, or maybe you should get a new roommate, or no matter what the circumstances, we've got that internal voice that sometimes you just want to tell it to shut up. If you're tired of hearing it, it's a broken record. But a lot of times, you know, it's soothing, it's calm, you know, Peggy, don't worry about that. You're going to be fine. It's going to be okay. Just stay where you're at or do this or don't do that. It's going to be okay. And if you do, you know, so if you're on a diet and you eat that piece of cake, that's okay. So now you don't have to be on the diet for the whole day. Just go ahead and take the whole day off, you know? What you should be telling yourself is, okay, well, you ate the cake. That wasn't your best choice. But now that you've done it, just get back on track. That doesn't mean you have to let go of the rest of the day, you know, and say, screw it, I'm going to eat whatever I want today, you know. And I think a lot of the things, too, was, again, no matter what it is that you're trying to let go of, we tell ourselves, well, look at, you know, John Doe over there or Susie over there. You know, they get to eat whatever they want, or get bought a brand new house and, you know, or a new apartment, and they've got all this stuff and maybe financially can't afford it, right? So you start to, you know, well, Peggy, you know, you're not good enough for that. You know, they're good enough for that, so they can have that. Well, you start telling yourself those same old stories. And so it sets you back. Again, it's a self-sabotage. And I've always thought, and I really believe it, and it's working for me this time. If we would talk to our inner selves the way we talk to our best friend, or to our significant other, we would be so much more successful. I'm reading this book. It's by, let me get the name here. Judith S. Beck. She's a PhD. She's with the Beck Institute for Cognitive Therapy and Research. Clinical Associate Professor of Psychology in Psychiatry, University of Pennsylvania. And the book is called The Beck Diet Solution. Train your brain to think like a thin person. If anybody's ever thought about dieting or sick of dieting, yo-yos and all that stuff, I highly recommend this book. I've gotten pissed off at her several times already reading the book. She doesn't want you to just sit down and read the entire book. She wants you to take it each chapter by the day. And I can't remember now how many days it is for this diet, right? So you start, you read the things, you know, you choose whatever diet is that you want to start in on. And then it's a process that you go through. I think it goes through day 42. And I mean, she gets right in your face about things. And again, the self-sabotage of how we tell ourselves, you know, like I was saying, okay, well, all right, well, I'll start tomorrow, and tomorrow I'll have whatever. And you're supposed to kind of pre-plan your meals of what you're going to eat the next day and write it down. And then if you ate everything on your list for the day, you give yourself a little check mark. If you ate something other than what was on that, you have to write that down. And then you have to think about why you ate that. You know, did it bring you any satisfaction? Did it, you know, what triggered you to eat that when you had not listed it on your paper? And again, it's she's dealt with so many people with the psychiatry and with the social therapy, working with people to find out what their triggers are with eating or the eating disorder. So it's been very good, but it's been very bad, very bad, because you'll read this thing and she'll say something, and you'll go, damn it, why did she have to say that? Because that's one of the stories I've told myself for years. And it's like, well, what is she in my head? Like I said, I've had some open conversations with this woman at this book, but it's so profound because it makes you think about, why are you eating? You know, one of my favorite things that she talks about is that made me think of, you know, it's Girl Scout cookie season, right? My favorite, chocolate mint cookies. I love chocolate, but they have to be cold, you know, out of the freezer. But now I don't even want them, which is, I'm only on day 6, okay? But she switches it around to where, you know, how you talk to yourself, like, well, I could have them now and then I'll double up and I'll start the diet next week then, you know. Well, if you buy 4 boxes of, you know, the Girl Scout cookies, you hope not eat all of them by this time next week, right? So it's the things, the stories you tell yourself. And I was telling myself, Peggy, just wait until, you know, April, and then you'll start it in April. Well, I'd already kind of read up bits and pieces of the book, and I already decided I'm going to try the Mediterranean diet because I need something healthy. I don't want the drug shots. I don't want all this other stuff in my body. I don't care about being skinny. I want to feel healthy for me. I want to be able to sit down on the ground, and if I want to get back up, not worry about, is there something next to me that I have to push on to get myself up, right? And I want to be more fit. I want to be able to get out and walk with Yogi and feel comfortable in it. I want to be able, for him and I, late spring, to be able to get on my adult tricycle and for us to ride again. He misses it and I miss it. But I feel, you know, because of my hip surgery and all that other, I haven't really been able to. But I have no excuse now. So, and if you read up on different eating habits or different diets or whatever, the Mediterranean one has the highest rating. My problem is my mother was a horrible cook when I was young. So any kind of cooked vegetable, A, was cooked to where it was mushy, and then it just had salt and pepper for seasoning, nothing else. So the only vegetables I really enjoyed that were cooked were green beans, potatoes, obviously, and corn and carrots. The rest of that stuff, broccoli, cauliflower, sweet potatoes, oh, no, no, and no. You know, broccoli and cauliflower I could eat raw, but then it had loads of ranch dressing, you know, to dip it in. So this has been a kind of a culture shock to my body, but I've learned. I'm working with a friend of mine who turned me onto this book. We were talking about it, and I'm learning to eat vegetables, and I like them. And it's all about the seasoning. Now, I did try Brussels sprouts, and that's still a hard no. Just in case anybody's curious, it's not no. But the thing about it is, the old me was saying, oh, you know, you don't want to try that. You don't like vegetables. You've never eaten them. And, you know, then you're limiting yourself. And why should you limit yourself? And, you know, you're 67 years old. You should be able to eat whatever the heck you want to eat, whenever you want to eat it. Well, so then I tell myself, well, Peggy, you've been eating that way and whatever for the past 67 years, and how's that working out for you? You know, and when I phrased that question back to myself that way, I was like, well, damn. That's not so good, right? So starting this spring, that's what I did. I started with the Mediterranean diet with this book as a guide because I want to change things. And I want to do it for my highest good, not because somebody says, you know, Peggy, you're too fat or you're not good enough or, you know, you shouldn't deprive yourself of anything. I want to do it because I want to feel healthy. And there's lots of things that I can eat, so I'm not feeling deprived. You know, like I told you guys last week, that one saying I had found where choice is hard. You know, I can choose to be overweight, which is hard, or I can choose to diet and exercise, which is hard. And I get between those, I can choose no matter what. Things are hard, but choose your hard. And the hard I'm choosing now is learning how to appreciate a food group that I totally underrated, right? And but I'm a work in progress. And what's interesting, since I've changed my mindset or my self-sabotage, I haven't thought about sweets. I haven't craved them. I haven't wanted them. The thought of going out and eating and going crazy on, you know, a bunch of tacos or a bunch of whatever that I'm not supposed to be eating, I have no desire to do that. But that doesn't make me better than anybody else. That's not, what I'm saying is that I had to choose my heart, right? And I had to choose not to self-sabotage. And self-sabotage is, I mean, I'm good at it. Let me tell you, I'm real good at it. But now because there's this wonderful woman who I've called all sorts of names, she's called me on the carpet on all the things. It's like this woman has been in my mind my entire life. You know, and I've gotten really pissed off at her because she knows me. Excuses that I thought I was really creative and coming up with to myself, they're in this damn book. So it's like my soul's been barred to this woman, and she knows exactly what I'm going to say to get out of it. And once you know that, and once you know and recognize the fact that you're really not depriving yourself of anything, you're making a choice to do things differently. And again, for you guys, it may not be a diet, maybe another life pattern or something you want to change, you know, to make things better for you. But what I'm finding with this book is if you're wanting to change something that you feel is negative in yourself or about yourself, or that you just don't feel good about yourself about, and you're doing it because you're learning to love yourself and not for anybody else, then stop, you know, choose the hard of not self-sabotage. Start telling yourself, you know what, dang, you know, I've lost 7 pounds. Two of it before I even started, because I'd already cut out the sugar. You know, so and for me, it's not even too much about the poundage, because I'm now exercising as well. I mean, for some of you guys, you're probably laugh, but you know, I made it a mile in the current in the lap pool, what they call the, you know, fast lazy river, whatever. It's a lap pool, and I mean that water, that current is pretty fast, you know. But I'm stretching myself. I'm doing things that are outside my comfort zone, right? But I'm not doing it for anybody else but for me. And I have had this, you know, group meeting that we're going to stop with the negative self-talk. You know, try it. Just, you know, go 24 hours, write down on a piece of paper every time you have a negative self-talk or thought. You know, like, say you see somebody and you go, dang, what nice car. And then you tell yourself, well, you know, you're not, with your income and something like that, you'll never be able to afford something like that. So you might as well forget that. Those kinds of things. You see what I'm saying? Let that stuff go. When you see somebody's got something that you've always wanted, that maybe you haven't put in the work for it, just be happy they've got it. Be happy for them. We're all here to learn different lessons. You know, being jealous of somebody else or being envious of someone else. Look at the things that you've accomplished. For me, some of you know part of my story, but I'm damn lucky to be alive. And I appreciate that fact. But I want to repeat my life up to this point? No, thank you. But I'm so appreciative of the fact I'm still up and moving. And because I want to continue to stay up and moving, I have to actually start moving. You know, moving my body, moving the way that I process change in my life. And getting rid of the self-sabotage. I've used it all my life and didn't even realize it. Or didn't understand it, let's put it that way. Because I'm good at it. I'm real. If you guys need a master's degree in self-sabotage, come talk to me. I can get you processed. But the thing about it is we have to come from a place of love for ourselves and for what we're doing or what we're changing. And I think once you do that, the self-sabotage eases up. And now as I'm reading this book, when I don't even have to think it or say it, because this woman was really, she's already got my self-sabotage comment in the book. So I have to go, see? Yeah, I've used that one. And now I don't have to. So I do challenge each and every one of you to think about what areas of your life, A, that you want to change, or B, just check yourself on how much negative talk you have to yourself and how much you self-sabotage. You know, maybe you set plans that, you know, there's going to be a job opening at the facility and you really want it and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, you work on it or whatever. And then that little voice comes in and goes, you'll never get it because, you know, so-and-so applied for it and they've got this degree and they've got that degree. And so then you put yourself down. So then you're like, okay, so you withdraw. You don't even apply for it because now you've talked yourself out of it. Look at all the times that you could have grown and stretched and done something new and had fun. But instead, it fell through. Something else came up. You know, you got sick. You know, the kids got sick. Something happened. And you didn't try. You didn't do. You didn't go. And I'm telling you, with all the crap that I've been through in my life, don't put off to tomorrow what you really can do today. I mean, that saying is true for a reason. So if there's something that you want to do, go for it. Try for it. Like I talked to you guys about the podcast. I talked about doing it, you know, and then, you know, I'd always wanted to do it or whatever. Now the situation has come up to where I can learn and I can do it. Will I be successful at it? I hope. But if not, at least I tried. The same when, you know, Mark and them asked me to do a radio show. I'd never done a radio show before. And the angels had me say yes. And I hung up the phone and thought, what the hell? What did I just sign up for? So quit the self-sabotage. Quit the negative talking to yourself. You would never talk to a friend like that. Be your own best friend. Okay, you guys, it looks like it's about time to go to break. So when I come back off to the break, I'll get into the chat room and we'll be everyone. This is Peggy with I'm glad to be back. Thank you guys for showing up today. Hopefully you put some comments in the Facebook and we'll get you some answers. I'm a little slow moving here today. Let's see here. I always forget we have to look at all comments. They want to select which ones. Okay, here we go. All right, you guys. So Pamela's in the house. Hey, Pamela. Welcome, welcome. She shows up every Tuesday, and I certainly appreciate it. So thank you. She goes, there you are. I know we had a little challenging time this morning, but that's good. You know, terrific transformational Tuesday. So we're transforming how we're doing the show. How's that? Catherine Hickey's in the house. She goes, hi, Peggy and friends. Hi. Glad to see you here. I appreciate you. Pam goes, good morning, Peggy and friends. Hello, Yogi. Yes, he's doing so good. He's a good boy today, too. He's happy. Polly's in the house. She says, Tuesday blessings, Peggy, Yogi, Serena, and 1-2 family. Well, we appreciate you as always being here. And let's see here. Anisha is in the house. She goes, good morning, Peggy and all. We are our own worst enemy. Mind gymnastics. Oh, that's good. I love that. Mind gymnastics. Because, you know, I'm trying to get an end to exercising, too. So if somebody asks me if I've exercised today, does that mean I can say, oh, yeah, my mind has been all over the place. But maybe that won't work too good, huh? That doesn't count for steps, huh? Oh, well, I can try. Pamela Snow says, you're singing my song today, Peggy. Aren't we good at it, though? I mean, if they could hand out awards for self-sabotage, girl, I would be at the top of the list, I'm sure. But now that I'm changing with this, and I'm telling you guys this, I've called this lady all sorts of names only because she's in my friggin' head. This book has to be the one of the best written books I've ever read in my life. And I love to read. I devour books. That's my escape. But this lady here, you know, I just want to tell her to shut the, you know what, up, you know, because she's saying the same thing that I've been saying in my head. But because it's now in print and it faces me to look at it, I can't use that as an excuse anymore because that's public, right? And that voice in our head, the self-sabotage, you know, that's private. Nobody else knows you're thinking that, you know? But if you build that relationship with self and really turn on the love to self, those private conversations like that are being more like, you know, good for you. Look what you've done. You've done this many times. Look at you. Even though you stayed a little bit later, you went ahead and changed clothes. And even though you were tired, you got down there and you did a mile in the current. You know, good for you. And even though I didn't work yesterday, I got out and made sure I got my steps in yesterday. So, I mean, it's changing that voice. So you guys need to love yourself a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? If I can do it, you can do it. Let's see here. Suzanne says, great to hear you live today, Peggy. Great topic and relevant to many who have faced these issues. Keep moving that body. Oh, I am. Thank you. I appreciate that. And it was real funny because on Sunday, I went to church with a friend of mine. And that's the other thing I've kind of done is kind of pulled back. And I've been staying at home more and not getting out, not socializing as much, which, you know, is not good. So that's the other thing I've changed. I'm getting out more. I'm making more contacts and whatever. And so I kind of dressed up when we went to church. And, you know, that's not – this Unity Church. You can wear jeans and T-shirts or whatever. Well, all the T-shirts I have Chiefs on them. I don't have any, like, little regular cute little tops that you could wear. So I had this one that was – full of bling, so to speak. And I told my friend, I said, yeah, I said, I'm trying to impress the angels because it's been so long since I've been in church. I want to make sure it doesn't explode. I want them to know I'm here. But I found that funny because I just did. Okay, let's see here. Renee Andrews says, hi. Well, hi, back to you. Catherine says, I know your pain on the diet front, but great approach. Would welcome any guidance from my angels on the romance front. Well, let's see here, Catherine. Well, the first thing I get, I don't know if you're currently in a relationship, but I feel like there's somebody in the peripheral. And I think maybe it's somebody, but it feels like it's somebody from your past. So you may reconnect with this individual, but it's not your, you know, they're in your past for a reason. They may be talking the talk and walking the walk right now, but that won't last. They will revert back to the person that you left them for to begin with. So that one, I'm saying just, that's a reminder of what you're ready to let go of, okay? Write that person's name on the list and burn it next full moon, right? Let go of the things that don't serve your highest good. And that individual does not serve your highest good. I do feel like there is a, it feels like a strong, I'm hearing the word permanent, relationship coming in, but I'm getting June. That doesn't mean that he's not going to be here till June. It just means that you guys won't make that a permanent thing until June, meaning you don't see anybody else and he doesn't see anybody else. You might between now and June, but come June, you'll be known as a couple. So, and this is somebody brand new, somebody you've never met. And it almost feels like he really literally is going to sweep you off your feet. So, but it feels good. It feels like it's a healthy relationship. You know, any relationships has its ups and downs, but I think you both have gone through so much crap before. I think you're both ready to be adult about it and to treat each other with the respect that you both deserve. So it does feel like your everlasting relationship. So that feels good for you, but it doesn't feel like it's going to be in that space for you until June. Hopefully that makes sense. Okay, let me see if I can refresh this without losing where I'm at. Give me 1 second here. I always end up hitting the wrong button. I hope you guys are having a really good day. We've got nice weather for a change in Kansas City. It's been kind of cloudy and overcast or whatever. And today's a little bit chillier. We had some like 70s last week. And so, when it dipped down to the 50s, it was like, brr, you know. But we're crawling back up to the 70s, I think. But the fact was the sun was out today. And I think the sun always makes me happy. Of course, I'm a Leo. Go figure, right? That doesn't mean I don't like the rainy days where you can curl up with a good book and not have to get out and stay in your pajamas all day. I like those kind of days too, but for the most part, give me the sun that's comfortable and let me get out and, you know, Yogi likes it and I like it. We need to soak it up. Okay, I think we've got everybody in here. Well, it's really interesting because this was this topic and sharing this life change for me was not something I planned on doing on the radio today, but you know, the angels always get their way. So I guess it was relevant that you guys needed to know that the self-talk, I mean, it really destroys dreams for sure. And if you can just switch that self-talk around to something positive, or again, make yourself your own best friend and talk to yourself like you would talk to your best friend. I mean, you wouldn't tell your best friend or your spouse or whatever, you know, you're lazy, you're no good, you'll never make it, you won't, you know, you don't do that. So why do we do it to ourselves? And it's crazy because I don't know why I did it to myself all these years. You know, and I'm good at it. That's the sad thing. So, you know, think about how you talk to yourself. And I really encourage you to write down the things you say to yourself. Because that's the one thing. Years ago, somebody said something that once you know something, you can't unknow it, right? And they would say, ignorance is bliss. And that's true because, I mean, here I've gone all these years not thinking about the self-talk or whatever. and happy as a lark. Well, now I know what it is. I know how it's affected my life. Now I can't go back to it because now I know. So my bliss has to come from my truth, you know, standing in my truth and loving myself no matter what size or shape I'm in, but loving myself enough to take care of myself. I mean, I love food. I'll be the first to admit it. You know, I love it. I love sweets. I love breads. I love pastas. I must have been an Italian in another life because I really love pasta. But I need to make some changes. You know, I could learn to love. I mean, I've got that recipe for these sweet potatoes. I'm telling you, oh, my God, this guy brought me in some, how he cooked them. And I've got new spices I've never even heard of. I like stuff to kind of kick it up a notch. And you peel the sweet potatoes and dice them like you would, like, bigger than diced potatoes, regular diced potatoes. And you drizzle them with olive oil, and then you add all these different, there's like four different seasonings he puts in them. And you toss it that. And then you bake it in the oven for like 45 minutes. Oh, my God, you guys. My mouth's just watering thinking about them. These are so good. And before this, do not give me a sweet potato. No friggin' way would I eat a sweet potato. And now I love them. They're great. You know, and it's just changing certain things, right? The spices have everything to do with that. I mean, the spices I've never even heard of. Or I heard of, but I didn't know what they tasted like. So I'm kind of tricking my mind or my body, I guess, to tell myself it's an adventure. I get to try, pardon me, I get to try things now that I've only ever heard of. And some things I've never heard of. But it's exciting. So don't let, you know, the old you who says, ugh, vegetables, bleh, you know, try something new. You know, look for recipes that, you know, follow the guidelines of what you can eat and what you can't eat. Or whatever situation you're into. For mine, unfortunately, was the diet thing. But if there's something you're really wanting to do, then flip the switch. Encourage yourself. Put little notes, you know, I call them stick'em notes, you know, I don't know what they really call them, but I always call them stick'em. The stick, because you take that little piece of paper, you write what you want, and you stick them on something. So to me, they call them sticky notes, but I call them stick'em notes. I stick them wherever I can as a visual reminder of good job. You did good today. You know, maybe it sounds crazy, but when you live alone, I mean, Yogi backs me up. That I'm crazy, but B, we have conversations all day long. But he can't say good job, Mom. He just comes up and gives me a kiss, which is fine. It works out great for the two of us. But I encourage you to try it. Well, let me know how it's going for you. I'm trying to refresh here to see if we've got any other messages or whatever. If not, we'll probably cut the show a little early today. Let me see, make sure I got everybody. Let's see, everybody. Well, hey, thank you all so much for showing up today and being here. Thanks for joining in on the conversation. And again, I want report cards next week on how you deal with the self-sabotage, okay? So until next Tuesday, I'm sending you all blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. If you want to stay tuned, let's see. We've got C.A. Brooks with astrology. So stay tuned to her and then follow the rest of the classes or rest of the shows after that. You guys take care, and I'll see you next Tuesday.